Take two.
Yeah, I know. You would think we'd be getting better at this.
The first take was... It was off to a bad start.
Yes, and bad starts... We couldn't save that one.
Bad starts lead to bad finishes.
Yeah, your cat was screaming too. And that was a real issue.
She's licking her asshole.
Fine. As long as she's not screaming, because...
Dude, 7 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
I walk out here. First thing I hear... And I'm like, this is going to fucking suck.
Yeah.
She was on
and nothing
one.
Nothing you did?
No, dude. She was. Oh, yeah, yeah. That. Thanks. she was on one. Stop screaming.
Yeah, you're.
She's doing it again.
You guys can hear that noise in the background. It sounds like a toy getting stepped on, a dog toy getting squished, or a squeaker.
She literally wouldn't stop.
It's that.
And. So, it was Hannah's day off yesterday. So, she didn't wake up at 7, right? Mm-hmm. And this cat decided that she was going to do everything she could to get back into that bedroom and fuck with her. So, like, really? I went to make coffee. This cat's running back there screaming. I fucking, you know, go to take a piss. This cat's taking off. I'm sitting on the couch fucking going over there. I barricaded the door.
You could have, like, put her into a cage and put a, like,
I don't have a cage.
Get a
cage.
She
freaks out.
And then put a...
Dude, that wouldn't work. She'd rip her fucking nails off.
Oh.
Dude, it's happening again.
I don't know. Can't you, like, put her away?
Like, down? Is that what you mean?
It's an option that I think we should all consider.
Dude... Man.
I think we should, me, you, and Hannah, take a vote if we should put her down. And, like, you know how, like, voting works? We're
Stop
in a democratic society.
She's fucking with everything.
This is the one thing I'd vote on.
Yeah? She just, oh, she's walking down the hallway just screaming at nothing. What is that?
That is a liberal. That's what she is. She's screaming for her rights. Because you don't
I'm not biting.
You don't give her enough treats.
I give her everything. No, she doesn't fucking deserve treats, first of all. I don't give her shit. Hannah gives her everything.
Yeah, see? No, but it is kind of, it's ridiculous that your cat just, like, Felix does that, too.
But Felix doesn't know how to meow, though.
That's true.
She, like, does a squeak, which is less abrasive.
And a hiss.
She I was, like, hiss. I was taking a shit this morning. Mm-hmm.
Why do you say it, like, so passively, like, no one else in this world shits? They're like, I took a shit. I hope you take a shit in the mornings.
And she, I can just hear, like, from four rooms away, out of the three rooms in this apartment, she's doing, like, she has different types of meows. So, like, you've heard the meh, right? Mm. She was doing, like, a howl situation. So it's like, meow. It's the fucking worst.
You saying your cat knows how to, like, mimic Scooby-Doo?
No, dude, she just does different sounds. This is it. She just walks around just doing that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, really, it would be nice if we had our visual component back, because people would appreciate this. Hey, shut the fuck up.
Like, go lay down. Okay, we gotta move on, because I can't,
yeah.
I'm starting to just, like, feel myself tense up.
Yeah.
And I've been, that's something I've been up to. I've been getting trigger point massages to solve my shoulder going numb problem. By shoulder, I mean whole arm. Yeah, so.
Why's your arm going numb?
Basically, it goes back to my pec being tight, like the connector.
Why's your pec tight?
Because I fucking, you know, get shredded. Or because of, like, constant harsh impact. and grappling and stuff. But the pec's tight, which pulls the, you know, back and shoulder, like, forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, like, literally everything from the bottom of my back up my spine. into like my serratus and lat, and then into like my both my fucking teres minor and what's the other word I'm looking for? Delt. Down into my tricep, in the bicep, right above my elbow, in the forearm.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of those is an individual. Oh, my trap's fucked up too.
And you think this starts in your chest.
Dude, because it's fucking pulling everything.
Uh-huh.
And now it's creating just a lot of issues. It's compounding. And this is your
chest.
Because it's pulling the shoulder forward.
Oh, it's compounding. Okay. We're on the same page. I think it's interesting. You think it starts in your chest.
Well, because the things that often hurt are not necessarily the things that create the issue.
Uh-huh, you're right. You're 100% right. It's the
contradictory muscles.
Mm-hmm. I'm fascinated that you
and
think it
loosening
starts
this mm-hmm. has made it less bad.
Has it fixed it?
It's a long process. It's not going to fix
it
itself in a week.
It is a long process, and this is the thing. I think it's a long process that's led up to this.
Oh, it's... Dude, she's, like, been feeling things, and she's like, oh, that's been there for, like, 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Like, above my elbow.
Uh-huh.
She's like, that's just solid.
Uh-huh.
That's not, like, a muscle. It's just, like, a fucking rock. So it's been there for a super long time.
So you're inflating your muscles. Like one of those bodybuilders that go...
No, I just...
You fucked up on the inflation. Not enough triceps?
Recovery. I've done too much triceps.
Oh, not enough biceps.
I've done a ton of biceps.
Again, I just... Going back, I don't think it's your chest.
I do.
I don't.
What is it then?
I think it's your shitty... Goddamn poor ass, terrible mobility in your ankles and through your hips that leads up.
I have good mobility in my ankles and hips.
I don't think you do.
I do.
I don't think you do.
I genuinely do.
I think you have good mobility from where you were, but I think it's still shitty compared to how far you fucked it up with baseball.
Dude. I'm so good at squatting.
Mm-hmm.
I get so deep. I can head kick a guy that's 6'3".
But can you hold your foot up there? Like, can you bring your knee up to your chest and then extend out, hold, turn, and fold? Because it's not about just
yes,
throwing
it. Yes,
it
is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Power.
My IT bands are also really tight.
Oh. And see, I just don't think it's your chest. It might be. I mean, you do a lot of work on your computer, but it's probably leading up from your ankle that's then... Because you're saying it's going from your back. And yeah, so...
Well, the majority of the issue...
Is your neck, probably.
Is up in this, like, you know, like the triangle right here that...
Yeah, it's probably this.
Yeah.
Right around here.
Here.
And you got soft neck muscles. So you
no, the problem is I have too hard of neck muscles.
But you but you don't have strong enough neck muscles on the retracting part. So the only way you can work this is having your head hang. And then it's isometric tension. It's like your the motion of throwing your head back. Isometrically, it's the only way you can work these intrinsic muscles inside that are opposing to the scalenus and in
well,
the back. And
I...
It's a very weird motion, but you can do it with like an iron neck. You can do it with different things.
I know,
things,
but those cost a ton of money.
Yeah, but not even then, because it's an isometric muscle that you're working here.
Can you do it with a band?
No, it's literally you have to have your head dropped, and then it's the inside. It's like the throat muscles. It also helps prevent sleep apnea because you can...
I don't have that.
Well, of course you don't. You've got, like, a flat chest like a six-year-old boy.
It's not true. Feel it, Peck. Reach over here.
Seven-year-old boy.
What the fuck are you talking about? If a seven-year-old boy had a chest like mine, he'd be considered a god.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and what?
Don't! You're sensitive.
You had sensitive nipples?
Well, now they're hard.
I wish we had a video for this one.
Yeah.
But
I'm getting bigger. I'm up to 185.
I'm getting smaller.
I didn't want to say anything.
I wanted to get smaller. Because I got to go to 135 to fight, and I was like 160, and I was like, that's too big of a cut.
Again, I'm going to get to a point. It's already at a point, but it's going to just keep that. You're going to widen the gap, and I'm going to widen the gap. I'm just going to keep being bigger. It doesn't matter what you know at a point. I'm just going to be just this... Silverback on top of you.
I forgot you had a nickname. I don't think we've mentioned your nickname in fucking 12 episodes.
We we don't announce it. We try the cold start thing. So we never go, hey, welcome everybody to an episode of... Well, we have an intro song.
Yeah, says the thing in the intro song.
Kinda.
It says it.
Kinda.
It definitely says it. It says Gator Boy and Silverback. Okay. Strength philosophies. You know, like a Primus kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, man, like, dude, this lady that's been doing the, like, trigger point stuff, she's, like, 95 pounds, and it's fucked up how much she can, like, put into one area of a muscle. Mm-hmm. Like, I move a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at staying still.
No.
When my muscles are being...
When it's helping?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
When I sit down for a while and then I stand up and go into a standing airplane and splay my hips out, I can make a sound of a gunshot that comes from my back. Kind of cool.
That's not good.
I don't think it is, but I don't have really good insurance, so...
Does your neck click when you turn it at all?
A little bit, but I do a lot of head circles like this, and...
No, I get that, but, like, if I turn my head to the right, I get a click every time.
Oh, do you have, like, a cracked... Okay. I mean,
it doesn't happen to the left, but if I go to the right, click, click, click.
I kind of hear the click in the... Yeah, I can feel the click in the couch. That's not...
Right there? Uh-huh.
That sounds like my hip.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I remember the day I discovered it. I was hiking with Tyler, and I turned my head, and I was like, huh. And that was like... Year and a half ago, so we'll be all right.
Yeah, keep talking. Watch. Oh, not that side. Nope.
I broke one of my toes.
Yeah.
Like 2 days ago, so that's been fun. nothing you can do about that shit?
Nope. Just kick a pole, kick a person, kick a...
A knee hit my toe.
Or your toe hit a knee.
Both.
They threw a knee at your toe.
No, he came in on a shot. So you threw
a kick.
No. He shot a single leg.
And you're terrible at sprawling.
No.
Then why were your feet near his knees?
Because I was supposed to let him get it. Because we were drilling. So, like, he picks it up.
Did he even mimic a sprawl?
I wasn't supposed to do anything.
Collapse like... I mean, dummies don't even collapse that hard.
I wasn't supposed to do nothing. Jesus. That was the thing. We were just warming up shots.
You did less than nothing.
No, I picked my leg up and his knee hit it. Boom.
Just if you would have done it right, I don't think this would have happened.
I wasn't supposed to do it right. You know what else sucks?
What?
When someone shoots a single and you're supposed to let them do it and they just drop their knee under your toe.
Yeah.
Like, stop doing that.
Issue once, and then, but he was like a 250 pound man, so like, he would just collapse on the leg. So, when coach would be looking in high school, I don't know why I have to preface that. No one else knows what the fuck I'm talking about. So, the high school wrestling. My coach, when he would be looking, I'd be like, okay. I gotta let him hit it, so I would do everything in my power not to flinch, not to move or anything. Let him get it. This big, meaty, sweaty man just throwing his fucking weight around and just collapsing. And then whispering in my ear, thank you. Thanks. Because he knows that if I wouldn't have let that happen, that coach is going to yell at him and he's going to have to practice. Or not practice, that'd be nice. No, run after practice. And so then when he would look away, he never really got better at his skill set because I would never let him actually drill on me.
Oh, so you're a bad partner.
In its no, way, yes.
I get it. Yeah. Dude, there's a guy.
I didn't want, I was like, dude, you're done. And he'd be like, but coach said, I'd be like, I heard him. We're done. And he'd be like, but we have a meet. I want to get better. And I'd be like, you're disgusting. I don't want you to touch me. And we're done.
There's a guy at the gym who... So, like, I pick who I'm going to drill with and train with pretty, like, I try and get the first pick because I'm like, I know who I want to work with, right? On account of, like, you're A, either you're, like, good, or B, like, you're not necessarily good, but you're not a dog shit, like, spastic partner.
Does Marcus Marcus still get spastic, or has he fixed that?
No, he's too tense.
That's what I mean. Like, he's a very...
Yeah, we're working on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's what I mean by spastic, too. Like, he, like, I feel like if you grab him, immediately his, like, fucking... He gets cramps in his foot. He's super
dense.
I know, but, like, if you grab him by the arm, I feel like he gets cramps in his foot from tensing up. Like, it's just, like, immediately he's like, no, everything's tight.
No, this dude was like, oh, yeah, Sam never wants to drill with me. I'm used to it. In my head, I'm like, you're, like, 300 pounds? Why the fuck would I want to do that?
Don't you want to drill with other 300-pound men?
Like, man, what the fuck? We're doing side control escapes. Yeah. I'm not drilling with you today.
Sometimes I wonder if my shoulders are so strong from the hours that I've just held myself up with spin drills. Just because that's how we'd begin practice. And then, again, I don't even know why he's... I mean, nice. He's not 250. He was fucking missing weight at heavyweight at 285, so he was more like 300, and he was just spin on me, and then if his knees would touch, our coach would restart time, so I'd motivate him, and be like, come on, let's fucking go, and then by the time I would get, because like, it was always a gamble, or always a choice, coin flip, it really didn't matter, do you want to be first, or do you want to be second, because do you want to be exhausted in your arms? And
I want to be first.
Yeah. The spins? Like, the spin around him first?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. That is the right answer. I learned that. Because if you'd think you want to just kind of chill out on the ground.
No, I want to chill on the ground after.
Yeah. Because after he gets done, he's just sopping wet. It's kind of gross. Are you texting on our show?
Yeah, Mark.
The fuck's he got to say?
It's nothing.
Is his alopecia cured?
Yeah, but it's not important.
It is?
Yeah.
How? The new drug from HIV?
No.
New vaccine?
Mm-mm.
No.
Meditation. Yeah, he has like a full beard.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah. Well, this happened apparently between yesterday and today.
Oh. I heard when that gene just turns off it. Really? I don't know. Okay, what do you want? I got nothing on alopecia. Just nothing prepared. I don't know anything about it. I know that you're kind of like hairless.
You're very hairless. That's like the whole thing.
Yeah, that's the entire thing. Yeah. But I don't know if like your eyes go red or if you're evil. No?
Well.
See, that's what I mean. Like there's a lot I don't know about it and I don't want to speak out of...
I rolled with a black belt today.
Mm-hmm. Was he nice?
It's a lady.
Was she nice?
It's super aggravating when you go to do the thing that works all the time, and then they just, like, have their bones in the way. And you can't. I hate that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I like rolling with black belts because every time I'm like, oh yeah, nothing works. Like when I'm rolling with like new people or people like worse than me or even the fucking same as like level, I'll fuck up on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Just cause I'm like, you'll shoot this thing.
Yeah.
And then I'll get out. Right. I tried that because I was like, oh, I'll leave my arm hanging and I'll use that to get double unders on her legs and pass. Instead, I got arm barred in like 25 seconds.
Good job.
So I was like, okay, no more baiting. Because she's going to see it and go, cool, that's mine now.
So, you lost?
Well, does anyone really lose in training?
Yeah.
I did not get submitted again.
Yeah, I would say when I come out of a good practice and I did well, I'd say I won. So, like, at the same instance.
No, I did not get submitted again.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, I don't want to get submitted again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always, it's fun. There's a guy that came in, like, a couple months ago.
Talk louder.
Okay, there's a guy that came in a couple not months ago. There's a guy that came in a couple months ago.
Jesus.
And he's a black belt from, I believe, Indiana near Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
Or Louisville, whatever the fuck. And he submitted me 14 times in 5 minutes.
Hmm.
It was disheartening.
Do you ever think you're just little?
He was also pretty, he was like probably 170 at the most.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, yeah, you don't have to be very big for to defeat you.
Yeah, but like, I'm rolling with like dudes at the gym who are like uh-huh. blue purple belts that are bigger than me. It's cool. I can pull shit off. But at a, sometimes, like it depends on, but I just, there was nothing. There was nothing I could do about anything. And yeah, I'm little. It's better than being fat.
That's true. I've been wanting to get back into no-gi, but the time to get down here and actually do one of the classes at one of the times that's offered, which I don't know if they changed the schedule, but...
What, you're just super busy at 11 a.m.?
For the most part, yeah.
Super busy at 5 p.m.?
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't know if you train at all, but when do you work?
Well, I work at the place.
Yeah, so that's weird. Weird how that just kind of turns in. Then immediately afterwards, I assume you go right to...
I don't...
Or right before you... Yeah, see. See how that works?
Yeah. It's, I can be, like, doing something and then take a client in the other room.
Do you know how long it takes to get down here during rush hour, too?
It's a fucking nightmare. Yeah, yeah, I do know how long it takes.
Yeah, so to actually...
Oh, she's screaming again.
Because for me to go anywhere else in Fairfield, I'm like, I don't... Okay. I don't want to. And...
Not every time I drive back from your place, if it's any time after 3, it's a fucking nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
Hey, stop!
Yeah, that's what I don't want to...
This, just say you don't want to do it, it's alright.
No, I want to do it, but I'd also, like, want to do the Muay Thai. I'd like to do it all, and then also bodybuild. And I'll get in the same position I did, where I'm like, I can't!
Yeah, that doesn't work. Those are borderline mutually exclusive.
I would like to just keep strength training, and then also... Do the jiu-jitsu. I'd like to be an athlete, essentially, yeah. But unpaid.
But the strength
just out training, of passion.
The strength training is different, as you know, for this stuff. Like, big weights don't help.
I don't need big weights.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I can keep all this muscle mass now.
Oh, you can keep it all?
Oh,
I
yeah.
I thought you wanted to get bigger.
I do.
How are you going to get bigger?
See? I don't know.
That's the question for the ages. I'm going to shoot a and cat, then, and then I'll be right back, okay?
No, you're okay.
No, I'm going to go shoot her.
I was going to uncock your gun for you, but I was watching videos, and I was like, it's not a fucking hard. I don't know why we haven't done this yet. It's a little, you just fucking, just don't be a bitch, and don't let your thumb off the goddamn hammer, and you'll be fine. Like, don't slip. Don't do it when you have oil on your hands. Don't
maybe
do
like outside.
I thought about that, too. I was like, yeah, maybe outside, but just also point there. It's a 22. What's it going to do?
Go through a fucking window.
Point it at the side. Fucking do this. Nice and slow.
Outside.
How about this? How about we aim it
at the cat?
The fucking cat. And it'll stop the bullet. I promise.
And then if it goes off, it goes off. If it doesn't, we try it again the next day.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's just one of those things. I'd love to train. And like, I follow Tim Cannon and his life looks fun. He trains and then he runs and then he does work and then he does jiu-jitsu. And I'm like, I would like to do all that. But then I remember, I'm like, he does it all at one place and people come to him.
Yeah, dude, it's dope.
Yeah.
It's super convenient to have that all in the same spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Building out the nutrition so I don't have to be beholden to any.
Beholden?
Bitch, I know verbs and words and adjectives and nouns.
Beholden's
and...
not a verb. Maybe it is.
I don't know what beholden is.
I know you used it right.
Yeah, I don't want to be beholden to gyms anymore. So I want to be all online. Or all, like, free agent. I don't want to have to be, like, at a gym to necessarily work for them as a nutrition coach, but I can work as, yeah, wherever I want and do what I want.
But don't you have to go to a gym to train people?
What's the thing? I want to go all online. So
you want to train people all online, not in person?
Yes. Yes, I'd like to move that way and have some online clients exclusively if I want them.
Like some in-person clients
exclusively? Yeah, like it locally, people that I want to train, but don't have to. I don't want to have to be obligated to train any classes or people in person that trading time for money like that. So I am moving more to all online nutrition and fitness coaching.
How's that going?
Fine, but it's process. I mean, it is an entire building phase. It'll probably take another year or two to actually ramp up
completely. You might die before then.
I might. This cold that's going around.
Oh my god.
What do you want to call it? The flu? The cold? The common cold?
Mark got the flu really bad.
And he almost died probably, because the flu's fucking dangerous.
And it fucked him, dude.
It probably did. And probably ramped up his alopecia.
No, it turned it around, actually.
Oh yeah, he's got a beard. But, yeah, so... No, but I'll be safe. You'll be safe because there's really no other. Did you know that since in the last 4 decades, we have gone from a 23 average BMI to a 27.7 BMI? Let's say 3. We'll be conservative. Either way, we've gone from a normal to an overweight status in the ages of 18 to 25. And there is, I believe, 26% of people from the ages of 18 to 25 are now considered overweight. And there's 33% of people from the ages of 18 to 25 considered obese.
Can we edit this and you can say those numbers more confidently so it doesn't sound like you made it up?
I'm saying it off my head. Over half of 18 to 25 year olds are obese. Average BMI is 23 to 27.7 over the last couple decades, 4 decades. And we have, yeah, from 18 to 25, we have also been, yeah, more people are obese.
There's another statistic.
That was the Washington Post. That was from the Washington Post article.
Hang on. There's another thing that I saw. That, like,
percentage... 56%. Sorry, you said say it confidently. I screamed it. 56% of those ages 18 to 25 are overweight or obese, according to Johns Hopkins research published in JAMA.
In what?
JAMA.
What's JAMA?
JAMA. Everybody knows JAMA. The JAMA Network. It's, I don't have access, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were mispronouncing January. Well, no, hang on. So, the percentage of guys over the age of 18 that are virgins, have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
So, in, like, 2005, it was 6%.
We can come back to Pornhub statistics, too.
Hang on. Mm-hmm. In 2005, it was 6%.
Over the age of 18.
Over the age of 18.
Or 6%.
In 2005. Now.
Yeah, hold on. That was 17 years ago. Right?
Guess what it is now.
6% 17 years ago.
Yeah, what's it at now?
This is a whole new generation. Is this our...
It's everything. It's everything.
Would this be our age group more, though? Or like, what...
Anyone over the age of 18.
So, like, 19... I know, but, like, I'm trying to think of, like, who this kind of person is, so...
Up and born
it's
up
like my
until,
sister's age, almost.
Ugh.
I know, that's weird. 26?
Very close, 28.
Wow.
That's insane.
So one in four guys are jacking off to cougars. God damn it. Do you know the most searched term in Ohio for Pornhub?
Mommy.
All cougars.
Yeah, man. It was
cougars, yeah.
It's that's not good.
No. But
fat low T virgins.
Yeah, it leaves a lot of. Did you know that you can ramp up your testosterone by not getting off for 7 days by 300 to 400%?
Yeah, but you can also just want to kill yourself.
No, I think it really ramps you up. I think on day four you would probably rip the head off a cat. Just try it out.
On day four you put your pants on. You're like, I'm fucking 12 again.
Well, that's the thing. If you do have one of those sleepy time dreams, it fucks you. Like, you can't have one of those.
You can't do jujitsu.
I mean,
there's going to be some guys going to be like, what the fuck, bro?
I'd wear a cup. Just wear a cup.
Press it up against it super hard.
Go one size up. Just for the week. But
that's not a bad statistic. I believe those probably go hand in hand in some way.
Being fat and being a virgin?
I don't think that it, like, one's leading to the other. I think that they're both caused by similar things.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I don't see looks, so I don't understand.
Yeah, you do.
I don't understand how it would lead one thing to the other. There is... I am not... I am fat... Not fat phobic. I am a fat promoter.
I think that we're looking at for the cause of this, though, is a lot of
processed food.
Processed food, but also going more into a technological based culture, where people are spending so much more fucking time online.
Yeah.
And they think that, like, having either, like, VR porn, fucking Instagram bitches, like, all this shit, it replaces it for them, and then they fucking jack off and then forget to go get laid, mm-hmm. that's, like, way better. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
But then, you know, everything's just a DoorDash fucking McDonald's and play their video games, like, cyberpunk, and make the tits on their character so big that makes them come every time they look at it.
Yeah. Do you know the number one searched porn category over in all of the world?
Mommy.
No.
Hentai.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of Asians, cuz.
Yeah.
There's like 4 billion of them.
But still, that's the number one thing that people are looking at.
It's not even people.
It's not. It's all tentacles, because Japan was like, this isn't good for children. You guys can't have penises in videos.
Yeah, we're going to blur all that out, but if you draw it with an octopus.
Tentacles. Just tentacles. You just needed something that looked like a dick. How many people have tried to have sex with an octopus?
Probably not that many. It's hard to find yourself an octopus in most places. How would you find yourself a live octopus? What would you do to go about that?
Probably just Google a Chinese market.
A live one?
Mm-hmm.
You think they'll just have a fucking tank full of live-ass octopi?
Yeah.
Okay, I conjugated the shit out of that. I didn't say octopuses. I said octopi. You want some of that octopussy?
Are we going to, like, start sharing, like, a grammatical award every week? Just, like, who had the best grammar?
I feel like you didn't laugh enough at octopussy. There's a James Bond movie called that.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't it funny that they named the character Pussy Galore?
Yeah.
Times are changing. You couldn't get away with that now.
I don't think you could get away with it then. I think
they did.
I don't know how.
You had Sean Connery.
Hornery.
Sean. Freaking not Sean. Yeah, Sean Connery can get away with anything.
Yeah, there's not a lot of good movies out right now. Matrix comes out.
He couldn't cheat that.
Matrix comes out soon.
Yeah. Dune was good. French Dispatch was good.
Avatar comes out soon.
Fuck that.
What do you mean, fuck that? I mean,
fuck that.
You don't like the first one?
No.
Why? What wasn't there to like?
All of it. It's not my scene.
What about it's not your scene?
Not my style.
It's aliens in space with war and guns.
If there's too much CGI. I don't care for James Cameron. It looks bad now, too. Like, it doesn't look good.
What do you mean it looks bad?
It looked good for, like, 2 years, and then we were like, oh, we got better at this. What?
What looks better?
Fucking the early goddamn Star Wars looks better.
Those are the worst films in all of goddamn movie history.
They look better.
They're horrible films. They don't look better.
They look better.
They're shitty acting. They're shitty characters.
2001 A Space Odyssey looks better.
Didn't watch it.
I know. You don't like culture.
No,
Stanley
I don't.
Stanley Kubrick?
I don't know who he is.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
He's the one that filmed the moon landing.
In a studio?
Yeah, in Burbank. You've seen his work.
I didn't realize that was him. He is very famous.
And then he made Eyes Wide Shut and they killed him for it.
Yeah.
Back on my...
Rachel asked me last night when we were in line. She's like, do you know anything about the Ghislaine Maxwell trial? I was like, no. I was like, no. No one knows anything about it.
I know that it happened for sure. I don't know how it's going, but I know that 100% everything happened.
Yeah, no, like, what do you mean it happened? Like, that the trial's going on?
No, that like, the things that they're being accused of, they did.
Probably.
Like,
but...
For sure.
Yeah. And right now, we're so terrified of Omicron that we can't even answer.
Isn't it weird that came out like at the same day?
Did it come out the same day?
Like the same fucking day that trial started. Everyone was like, oh, look at this in the news.
Like, if I look up Ghislaine Maxwell, I want to know. I'm going to go on DuckDuckGo.
You can't do it on Google.
Probably not. Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Okay, let's see.
Apple News. What's the first article? Let's find out.
Ex-girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein testifies for Ghislaine Maxwell. As it nears end, we're ending the...
There's no
way. What?
There's so much more.
We're ending the trial already? We're almost at the end?
Dude.
Kyle Rittenhouse had a much longer trial.
And it was all televised. Dude, on the
Can
Apple
you
News
believe
feed?
That?
On the Apple News feed.
Nothing.
There's not a mention of this trial.
No.
Like.
We're about to let. So, like, do you think she's still running? Like, the sex ring's still going on, right? Like, do you shut down an entire island? Like, put tape around it? Or do you keep it going after this all goes down?
There's still other ones going on.
Other islands?
Other, yeah.
Yeah, because you can't get all the
Bro,
islands.
There's nothing on the Apple News feed about this fucking trial.
What's the top story? What's the top two?
Take a guess. What do you think it's about?
Omicron.
Children exposed to COVID can safely stay in class with in-school testing.
Okay.
Tornado.
Ooh.
And then some shit about January 6th.
Did you see the TikTok challenge going around for December 17th for today? Clearly. Fucking.
No. I didn't know today was December 17th.
Well, happy fucking birthday. Do you know it's Tyler's birthday coming up in 2 days?
No.
No.
Is it really?
It is.
Well, I gotta see him tomorrow.
I just remembered that. So, yeah.
Good looking out.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a TikTok challenge that apparently it's National School Shooting Day on TikTok. So it went viral, and now a bunch of schools sent out newsletters to all the parents and everybody, and were like, this is what's going on. This is the situation. A lot of parents were like, I'm not sending my fucking kid to school.
This is
an issue.
TikTok is bad.
An issue.
Gen Z, what are they up to?
TikTok's great in China. Wildly.
They run it.
Yes, but you can watch bullshit videos and then they literally send the kids to science videos, experiments, educational. It's almost like
the Chinese government that is running this may or may not be pushing certain things to different places like a fucking psyop.
Seems weird. I don't understand why we come off as like conspiracy theorists every time we talk on this podcast.
That wasn't a conspiracy theory, that just lines up.
I know, but we'll be labeled as a conspiracy.
Yeah, because
we'd probably get more views if we labeled it as a conspiracy.
Man, I want a fact checker.
Yeah.
Snopes, come fact check us. Pussies. Come on, Snopes. Do it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird what is censored, what's not.
Yeah. It's, did you see that Twitter deleted the whatever the fuck her name is, Maxwell, trial tracker account? There was an account that tracked all the news.
Yeah.
And they fucking deleted it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What the fuck? What issue was that?
I haven't been seeing a lot of Biden in the news lately.
Yeah, because they were like, oh no, he's wildly unpopular.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't see him a lot. I haven't seen like a lot of like with Trump.
Oh, I still see an article about him every fucking day.
Yeah, but there's always memes. There's always voice clips and things he said.
Oh, they hated him.
But even if you loved Biden, don't you think you would want to promote the good things he says?
No. Remember when his whole campaign was, "Hey, we're not going to have him go talk in front of people."
Yeah, and then he said he's going to handle the student loans, and I don't think we got anything handled there.
No, he also said Negro. Dude. In a speech recently.
Dude.
He said something like...
To where he said it where he didn't have to say it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it was yeah. like...
He just referred to black people as Negroes.
Yeah, it wasn't like he's like...
It wasn't a quote, wasn't a reference.
It wasn't something like old, like he... He purposefully went out of his way.
No, he didn't purposely go out of his way. That's just the word he knows.
Yeah. Did you see the judge in... I'm so bad with like the
judge where
the important information. I think it's Minnesota.
Okay, probably not Minnesota. If you think it's that place, it's probably not that place.
No, it's probably Texas. No, it's probably Tennessee. It's called Wisconsin. I'm all over the map. Might be. No, it's a state that had some deep rooted racism because apparently, entered to this home of the judge to break in. And as they're running out of the house and trying to get away, which they were caught and everything, there was live video cam footage from the house because she's a judge. She has webcams and everything everywhere with audio and recording. So dumb idea on these guys' parts. Dumb idea on the judge's part to start screaming the N-word at them, especially after when she's sitting down with her family and she's going, those dumb N-words and... Like,
uh-huh.
Said it multiple times. She's like, I can't believe, and like went on to just refer to them as that.
And then she gave the tapes over and thought it would just be all right.
They're calling for a resignation. And then this is the one time I'm like, this is cancelable.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be a judge.
You can't be a judge and then have your personal
opinions be harsh.
Very harsh. That's what I mean. So I think it was... Wisconsin, Tennessee, Texas. All of those seem reasonable states for this to happen.
Every state.
If I said this happened in California, you'd be like, what?
I'd be like, yeah, maybe.
Maybe. But if I said Wisconsin, Tennessee, you'd be like, uh-huh.
Oh, hey. The California liberals are very racist.
Against who?
The same groups of people. Oh. They just pretend to not be. Mm-hmm.
You know that sketch that Dave Chappelle did where he was like the blind KKK member?
Uh-huh.
It's almost like you could redo that, but it'd be everybody's blind at this point. Everybody in that sketch would be completely... Everybody's racist against themselves.
I wonder why Dave Chappelle got a show and you didn't.
I know, I suck.
Yeah.
Wonder why he was so good in a Prodigy.
I know, I suck. Oh, boy. I want to end on you saying, I know I suck.
What else do I suck at? Anything else?
Probably, but we'll visit that next week.
Okay.
Okay, like, share, subscribe.
God damn it, click off before you...